Miami's first POW home from Korea, 1953. He tries to eat but can't. It's not that he doesn't want to. The hum in his head halts him, marches him further and further into frostbitten hills, chains him at dusk in a makeshift cage. He's lost count of days, nights prey to artillery of his own men. Sharp edges pierce a low sky, release bloody rain that freezes on contact with the hard soil. Survival depends on a skinny boy. You take me with you, the boy says in halting English, as if it were possible to simply bow goodbye and head south. The boy sneaks him clean rice, shoves a metal cup between bamboo poles. Now he sits in a diner with the blonde. He orders a burger and fries, a milkshake. He wants to be ordinary, do ordinary things. When the plates arrive, he breaks out in a sweat. Hands tremble as he tries to pick up the burger. "Aren't you hungry?" the girl asks, dipping fries in a pool of ketchup. He's hungrier than he can remember. He feels the worm crawl up his anus, settle in his intestines, waiting for him to take the first bite, waiting for its share.